Good morning. It was already in the 9th century that Mary Magdalene was referred to as the apostle to the apostles. An apostle is one who is appointed by Jesus. An apostle is one who has seen the risen Lord. Thirdly, an apostle is one who is sent. Mary Magdalene, the apostle to the apostles. Tradition tells us that she was possessed, and the Lord's sovereignty over her allowed her to be free of those demons. So she is chosen and appointed now to be an outstanding apostle and a sign that God has sovereignty over evil, over demons, and when we allow the Lord to be a part of our life, can conquer the evil one. She is an outstanding sign of this because we see in the scriptures that the Lord has done this with other people, but she is lifted up to be an outstanding sign of this. She sees the resurrected Lord. It's not a personal experience, me and my Jesus. No, that eyewitness experience that she had is now meant to be shared, her being the first to bring that to the apostles. My friends, we're all baptized into this great mystery of evangelization. We've all been touched by the evil one. We look to her, Mary Magdalene, in freedom to see how she was able to respond with great generosity and how we are eyewitnesses to the resurrected Jesus through the Eucharist, the sacraments of the church, the scripture, through our acts of charity, becomes an outstanding sign to the world that the kingdom of God is here. As a woman in ministry, she becomes par excellence, a great sign of generosity, humility, and obedience. May we thank the Lord for her eyewitness, ministry, and testimony, and vocation, and in a particular way, we pray for all those women in the church who bring great leadership to us.